Tuesday of the 20th week of Ordinary Time. The Gospel is Matthew 19, 23-30. Jesus said to his disciples, "Amen, I say to you, it will be hard for one who is rich to enter the kingdom of heaven. Again, I say to you, it is easier for a camel to pass through the eye of a needle than for one who is rich to enter the kingdom of God." When the disciples heard this, they were greatly astonished and said, "Who then can be saved?" Jesus looked at them and said, "For man it is impossible, but for God all things are possible." Then Peter said to him in reply, "We have given up everything and followed you. What will there be for us?" Jesus said to them, "Amen, I say to you, that you who have followed me, in the new age, when the Son of Man is seated on his throne of glory, will yourselves sit on 12 thrones, judging the 12 tribes of Israel. And everyone who has given up houses or brothers or sisters or father or mother or children or lands for the sake of my name will receive 100 times more and will inherit eternal life. But many who are first will be last, and the last will be first." The Gospel of the Lord. Dear family, there cannot be a doubt in our mind that we need to respond to the grace of salvation. Certainly, Jesus died so that all can be saved. But we need to die to ourselves, to change, to let Him bring us to a new life where we are no longer attached to the things of this world. So it's not just saying, "I love you, Jesus, I accept you as my Lord and Savior." There needs to be a real detachment from everything that we, little by little, put before God. Well, I don't think we might do it consciously and think my car, my house, my friendship is before God in my life. But in practice, many times it is, because we do not listen to God in how to live those relationships or how to use those possessions. And so it is hard, the Lord says, for one who is rich to enter the kingdom of heaven. This gospel comes right after the one of the rich young men, remember? He was obedient to all the commandments, but when the Lord told him to go sell everything and follow him, he went away sad. So he was willing to observe the law, but he was not willing to follow Jesus. Now that's the difference between the Old Testament and the New Testament. Unfortunately, many Christians are still living in the mentality of "I'm okay because I observe the law." And it's not true. We need to follow the Lord, and that means giving Him authority over everything in our lives. Now, this transformation, Jesus tells us, it's impossible for us to do on our own. We need to beg Him to do it in us. But we do need to put our full intent, our full will, responding. And so every day we turn to the Lord in prayer. Every day we assent to the truth, like, for example, the truth of this gospel you're hearing right now. I say, yes, Lord, I want to live this. I want to believe it. If we do that every day with the Word of God, the Lord will have no problem of guiding us in the right direction and setting us free. Remember the gospel last Sunday, Father against Son, Mother against Daughter, and so on, the division that Jesus brings about. Why? Because love calls for truth, and truth is often not accepted. And at first, it brings clashes and division, and we need to suffer it lovingly, but suffer it and continue to be faithful. And so today the Lord says, everyone who has given up houses, brothers, sisters, father, mother, children, lands, etc., for my sake, will receive 100 times more. Many of us have difficulties with our families. The Lord promises us He will give us 100 times more, and we will inherit eternal life. So put your sight on what is being received, what is coming, and that will give you the strength to bear the suffering of what we are giving up. Remember that many who are first, right now, very approved, very famous, very recognized, will be last. And many who today are last in the esteem of the world will be first. Today I want to also go to the first reading, is the gospel of the reading is from Ezekiel, the prophet Ezekiel, chapter 28. He's speaking in the name of the Lord God, and he tells us, because you're haughty-hearted, you say, a god I am. Now, perhaps we're not going to do this literally, but sometimes our attitudes, the attitudes we see around us today, are really haughty, and we act like if we were gods. What does that mean? We don't bend the knee before the Lord Jesus. We don't obey Him. We don't listen to Him. Yeah, we believe He existed, and that's about it. And then Ezekiel says in the name of God, you are men and not a god. And then, by your wisdom and your intelligence, you have made riches for yourselves. Again, your heart has grown haughty from your riches. You think you know it all. You think you are in control. We think we have it so good. We don't need God anymore, right? Well, God tells us, because you have thought yourselves to have the mind of a god, therefore I will bring against you foreigners, the most barbarous of nations. They shall draw their swords against your beauteous wisdom. That means beautiful wisdom. Oh, we have some beautiful wisdom. We can spend our weeks watching beautiful movies, or we think they're beautiful, and we feel very content. But the Lord is warning us, against you foreigners, the most barbarous of nations will come. They will run through your splendid apparel. They shall thrust you down to the pit, there to die. No, you are men, not a god. Lord, awaken us. Awaken the people before it's too late. Come, Lord Jesus. Come, Holy Spirit. Give us the grace to be brave, to live this and to witness. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.